Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't feel touch a country in the city.
It's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back. Singing about that little neighborhood outside of Atlanta that's not outside of Atlanta anymore. It's right in the middle of Atlanta. Doraville. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm very excited about having Jim Clifton back on the show. Jim's been a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the president, CEO of Gallup, the Gallup organization, the leading, you know about them, the research consulting group, global company that we see so much of the facts and figures from, in so much of our of the things that we see in print and on television and over the airways. He's the author of a groundbreaking book, The Coming Jobs War, which if you haven't read that, folks, small business owners, you need to know about what he had to say in there. And he's a prolific writer of columns in his blog, the Chairman's Blog. Jim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the recovery that isn't recovery, and folks, his organization broke it down into the common denominator thinking or currency, maybe I could say, that what you say is the economists, whether they agree or disagree, they agree to talk about the economy based on per capita rate basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's their default language that they use.
Yeah, so if you want to, because you, it's easy for economists, well-meaning, but you can't help it. You end up like a radio salesperson, you know, where you can find some statistics that somehow make your case, you know, where you're number one. But when you agree upon that one, the results are pretty dismal because, I mean, we've been on a ski slope. And, you know, to be fair to Trump or Obama, it's a force that's been coming for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could say that Obama inherited a difficult situation. So did Bush.
It's been declining, according to your chart here, it's been declining for 50 years.
I was going to say a little bit less, but yeah, I'm sure the chart, whatever the chart
says,
well,
I'm going to say, you're right, maybe a little bit less, but basically, I'm going to say maybe 45 years because your chart starts at 66. But what do you think is causing this? What are your people saying is causing this?
Well, you know, one line that you can just lay right alongside of that is new business startups. So new business startups have been in decline for, I think that one's about 40 years. So whatever's happened in America, and I actually have no idea, but we don't have as many people to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to start a new business.
Yep.
The other thing is that where you get these really good middle-class jobs that have been just crushed out of America is in the first 5 years of growth. And so you have startups and scale-ups, but those, I mean, God help us, but those things are in decline.
Well, after 2008, Jim, when people kept saying, okay, after this recession is over, the startups will bring us out of this economy, I said then, in 2009, I said, there won't be any startups, and like you think. And they said, people asked me, why would you say that? And I said, because the two capital sources for most startups, and I'm talking about Main Street startups, not Silicon Valley startups, the two capital sources for most startups are home equity and personal credit. And the two things that got killed in the 2008 recession crisis was home equity and personal credit. And so I knew that wasn't going to happen. That's what's come to pass. Also, availability of credit has hurt them, as you know. But that's just been the last 8 years, right, Jim? You've been saying it's been going on for some time now.
But let me add two more to that. If you take millennials, I think millennials are going to be better workers than I was because the meaning and mission and purpose of their jobs is real important. They want to do a great job. They want to change America. They want to change the world. And it's almost more important to them than family. So you're younger than I am, but when I was growing up, the only thing I wanted, my whole mission in life, the perfect life for me was to have a wife, three kids, own my house, and have a station wagon and take a vacation to Estes Park. And I got that. But if somebody would have said to me, what's the meaning of your job? I wouldn't have known what you were talking about. But just in my lifetime, it switched. So to millennials, the meaning of the job is more important than the family. That's why you have marriage rates are the lowest they've ever been, and birth rates, and and home ownership's the lowest. But see how it changes all the markets. If you're gonna buy stock, buy it in pet food because millennials have pets rather than kids and on and on. But here's the thing: as good of workers as they're going to be, they don't start companies.
Mm-hmm.
You say
what?
Well,
why you
not?
Know why?
I think there's two reasons. I think one is college debt.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read that report, if we were a if America was a company, we would have about $18 trillion of sales. We'd have about 100 million full-time employees and about 50 million part-time employees, and we'd have $20 trillion of debt. One of the ones that's grown the fastest, and we have three expenses that are just totally out of control.
Mm-hmm.
One is health care.
Retirement.
One is, pardon me?
Retirement.
Well, I don't put that in the expense column.
Okay,
like it's a,
you're right.
Like it's a company. But,
contingent liability.
But it's health care, education, and housing. And but anyway, these kids are loading themselves up. So when you come out of college, you think, well, I'll start my company once I cut this debt down a little bit. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we found, though, is that if you say to me, do you think there's money for Social Security for whatever, and I'll say yes. How about for your kids? I'll say yes, because my kids are kind of old. But you say, what about for your grandkids? I don't have any of their
millennials.
You have
to blink, don't you?
Well, yeah, but the thing is that those young people know that. And so now they're looking more for security because, you know, if you're an honest-to-God entrepreneur like the people listening to your show right now, there are days where you have to bet everything you got on that
all
next
in.
Move.
We're all in. Yep.
All in. You got to be all in. And the kids can't do it because they got that debt. Which
true. And so many of them got a liberal art, spent $100,000 to get a liberal arts degree that they can't market now.
Yeah, I bet that's going to be really hard for those to keep going the way things are
changing. I agree with
changing.
That. We come back, folks. I'm going to ask Jim to give us an update on the coming jobs war. What's the future? What's the future of work? I bet he's got some ideas on that. That's after these messages. Gallup.com, folks, is his website. Jim Clifton, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.